Turn your eyes to the skies. It's time for Spaced Out on 95 BFM, thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.
Kia ora, Josh. How you doing?
Kia ora, I'm good. Very well. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Thank you for joining us for another jam-packed episode of Spaced Out. I'm excited to chat today. There is a lot to get through. First up, we have a wee update on our saga of these poor astronauts that are still stuck in space.
Yes, the infamous stranded astronauts. We finally have a not an end to the story, but at least an answer to when it'll end. So we've had NASA and Boeing basically confirm that they're not going to be sending these astronauts home on their Starliner spacecraft. So that's officially turning their supposedly eight-day mission into 8 months. They're going to be on the space station until February of next year.
These poor people.
Yeah, it's pretty tough. Imagine going to work for 8 days and then, yeah, bam, 8 months.
Oh, my God. That's insane. And, I mean, not to jump too quickly to the next thing, but I read the order of the headlines that you sent through, and it was like this one, and then they've launched a different space company, or whatever you call it, spacecraft, is being launched to go further than humans have gone for like a really long time. And they've just had to delay because of a helium leak, right?
Yeah, so this is a separate, unrelated spacecraft mission, which was supposed to be launching today, but that'll be launching tomorrow. And it's a private mission, so basically these are not government astronauts. These are like commercial astronauts, which have essentially paid for a seat to go to space. And it's going to send them into space for 5 days in orbit, and it's going to take them about three times higher than the space station, which is kind of surprisingly the furthest people have been since the last Apollo missions, and that was in the 70s.
Wow.
So I think it'll be a pretty cool mission to follow if they can launch tomorrow.
That is very cool. I just saw at the top of the... it's very cool, but it's a little bit daunting next to the news from the other one, because I saw at the top of this article an update from last night that SpaceX has delayed the launch because of a helium leak. And I was like, why does helium leak sound familiar? And then I was reading up on our poor astronauts that are stuck in space, and that's why they're stuck in space.
Yeah, it's kind of... helium leaks are kind of fairly common. Usually you get them on rockets when they're on the ground. But the problem with the previous astronauts, the ones who are stuck in space, the leaks that they're having on their spacecraft are in space, and they're with the actual thrusters of the spacecraft as opposed to the rockets. So it's two very separate, different components of the rocket, basically. And if you've got problems with the thrusters in space, that's kind of a bad thing. It's like if you imagine your car, driving your car, and then your wheels just were not turning, you wouldn't want to be driving that car. So, yeah.
Right. Okay. And so with this new spacecraft that's going really far, why is it the furthest that we've been in such a long time? Is it quite risky?
They're actually traveling. The reason they're going so high is because they actually want to travel into these things called the Van Allen radiation belt. So around the Earth, there's basically belts of radiation, which, not great for humans. But they're going to send these people actually into parts of the belts to actually do medical experiments to learn more about the effects on humans. And it's not somewhere you'd want to spend, weeks or months at a time in. But a few passes through those orbits shouldn't, it's not going to be deadly. But it's just something that we haven't really studied. So I think it's going to be interesting to see what they find with, sending four people through those belts for a few orbits around the Earth.
Right, so it could contribute to some pretty cool findings, because I am seeing that, SpaceX is behind it, which is founded by Elon Musk, which makes me feel a bit sick, but potentially if some good stuff is going to come out of this, maybe?
Oh, yeah, you're telling me, but the company of SpaceX themselves, and I don't want to refer to the man who shall not be named, but I mean the company of SpaceX is a really amazing company in terms of space exploration, the advancements of technology. So a lot of the stuff that they're doing is really groundbreaking, and for example in this mission, these astronauts, they're going to be put into space in spacesuits, and these spacesuits are made by SpaceX. So it's also the first time that we've had a commercial company build, spacesuits from scratch, essentially, as opposed to a government-funded one. So they're also testing out these brand new commercial spacesuits, which, if they work well, I think we're going to see a lot more of them. And they also look really cool, too.
Wow. So this might be our new I mean, now that we know for sure when the poor astronauts stuck in space are coming back, this might be our new spacecraft to follow on its journey.
Yeah, and just to like add insult to injury for Boeing, the stranded astronauts, they're actually going to be coming home on a SpaceX spacecraft.
Ooh,
now.
That's
the only way that they can get them home. So it's either that or they have to ask Russia, and I don't think America wants to do that right now.
Oh, dear. Poor old Boeing, yeah. But also stupid old Boeing, to be honest. Let's talk about JUICE, which I have to say, Jupiter Icy Moons Explorer might be the coolest name for a spacecraft I've ever heard.
Oh, honestly, if you can give astronomers one thing, I think it's that they're really good at making acronyms for spacecraft.
Yeah, nice.
But yeah, so this is it's a European spacecraft. It's called JUICE, or Jupiter Icy Moons Explorer. It launched about a year ago, and it has been orbiting around the sun, and it just a few days ago passed by the moon and then the Earth, basically to do a gravity assist, which is basically when you're just kind of flinging yourself around towards where you want to go. But it's the first time we've had a spacecraft fly past both objects, the moon and the Earth, at the same time.
Oh, wow.
And it's kind of, it's a test of all the cameras. They had the whole spacecraft up and running. They were taking photos. They were basically testing the instruments. And it sent these really cool images of the Earth and the moon. So it's not often that we get, like, brand new images from the moon or even the Earth, which, is pretty cool to see.
I'm kind of surprised that we haven't had a spacecraft go past both the Earth and the moon for photos yet.
Yeah, I mean, we've done like Earth flybys, we've done Moon flybys, but to have a spacecraft go past both of them and kind of use two objects' gravity in quick succession is literal rocket science. It's quite complicated in terms of the math, but it basically means you can save a lot of fuel. So it's essentially a really cheap way of going through space as opposed to you sending lots of rocket fuel up there for the spacecraft. So it's quite cool that they can actually do this.
Mm. And the photos are really cool as well. I'm just having a look.
Yeah, I wish they were colour photos, but you find in space it's usually black and white photos because the transfer speeds are extremely slow.
Right, that's the next breakthrough.
Right, yeah, colour cameras.
Someone get onto that. I want nicer photos of the moon and the Earth, please.
I know.
Cool. Well, everyone should head to, where am I looking at this on? space.com and look at these photos from JUICE because it is very cool to see what's happening up there on the moon and the Earth from that point of view. Cool. Thank you so much, Josh. Always love Spaced Out. Lovely to chat.
You too. I'll speak to you in a few weeks.
Cool. Ka kite.
All right. Ka kite.
Control, we are docked. That was Spaced Out on 95 BFM, thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.